everyone knows John Wilkes Booth as the assassin of President Lincoln. However, before his deadly deed in April of 1865, he was a well-known actor, and he left quite a favorable impression on the residents of one Missouri town. The intriguing story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
In January of 1864, actor John Wilkes Booth was in a production in St. Joseph, Missouri. He was ready to head back to the East Coast to attend the wedding of a friend. However, a blizzard forced the trains to halt at Brookfield, Missouri.
At that point, everyone had to wait. They couldn't go anywhere at the time because of the weather. The Toohey's, one of the families that lived here, invited Booth to stay at their home while, you know, everything was getting ready to continue on the trip.
As Michael Crutcher explains, the folks in Brookfield were honored to have Booth spend the night in their town.
Booth was a famous actor, so he was doing little renditions for family and the people that came to see him, and he was just considered a popular hit for the night.
The train was ready to resume its trip, and Booth was appreciative of the hospitality in Brookfield.
The next morning, he gave the Toohey's a small little photograph of himself that he signed as kind of just a little thank you gift for letting him stay, and so then he went on his way.
It wasn't uncommon to get a photo of Booth. Folks here proudly displayed it for a little over a year.
He would keep a lot of those little photographs with him to pass out to people. After Lincoln's assassination, people did not want to be associated, so they would destroy anything because they didn't want to be tied in case people were starting to accuse them of being a conspirator.
The photos are long gone, but the stories remain of the evening John Wilkes Booth was stranded in town, entertaining citizens and leaving them a photo as a thank you of their hospitality. Traveling the countryside in Brookfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.